bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum,
around you.
Bumps, 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 bumps.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi. Hello.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
You hear me?
I can hear you. We're here.
We're
in Styria. I combined hi and hello into one word, so I said hi-lo. I apologize. Hilo, Hawaii was where I was born. Today is, February 23rd.
And it's this very special back of the physics classroom, because it's not just any February
23rd. Oh, no. This isn't just any Wednesday.
Like, if you could see us, what are we wearing?
We're wearing pink. But no, it's not that. It's not the universal pink, okay? F*** breast cancer. I'm talking about anti-bullying day. You understand me?
And that is our main topic for today's podcast. Not our main topic, but the main topic. It's our first topic, rather.
Does bullying still happen these days? Because I haven't seen bullying and I haven't been bullied. But I guess bullying is different from bullying 10 years ago. 10 years ago, bullying was getting pushed into and locked into the locker. These days, it's people spamming you and making fun of you on Facebook. For example, where's that's not in this class, okay? I never said that. Bleep out the kill part. We have to bleep out the last name because we're going big here on the podcast. Zach and Miguel podcast, we're going big. We're going iTunes, mother. We're going iTunes. We have two ladies at the door right now. Ginger and Ginger's friend, all from the West. So Miguel, what do you have to say? Talk about anti-bullying week.
Anti-bullying day. Well, we should give a backstory of what anti-bullying day is. We're going to insert some classical music while we talk.
Okay.
Anti-bullying day happened because a young lad, who was probably a homosexual.
Yeah, there's the problem.
Pink. He wore pink to school, and then he was bullied. Then since he was a homosexual, he committed suicide. If I was bullied, I wouldn't commit suicide. I'd beat the shit out of the bully, or call my friends to beat the shit.
This is my problem. See, I'm some of you out there are probably gonna flame me for this. I don't give a fuck. Anti-bullying week is because of what he just said. But the thing is, if you get bullied, would everyone kill themselves? No, it's just this one guy had his own problems
and
he killed himself.
That's because they're messed up.
Well,
the
mind. Some people.
Some
exactly.
People just mess in the mind.
Exactly. That's
like
the
some
thing.
People don't like chicken.
Yeah. What's with that? Who's a vegetarian, okay? If you're a vegetarian, then that's just like slapping God in the face. It's like girls who have big tits and they get breast reduction, you slap God in the face, okay? Let me tell you something. Anti-bullying week. If people get bullied all the time, but they don't kill themselves all the time, okay? It's just one guy. Other people kill themselves too. So I think this is more of mental awareness day, okay? F*** that retard who killed himself. He could be living right now in Wisconsin watching a Canucks game or something. I don't know what they do over there.
What do they do in Wisconsin?
What do they do in Wisconsin? What would you do if you lived in Wisconsin? You know, at least you could say like, yeah, I live in Vegas. Oh, that's cool. You have like the Strip. Yeah, I live in Vancouver. Oh,
I live in Ohio. We have potatoes.
Yeah,
I live in Wisconsin, I have nothing.
What do you have in Wisconsin? I haven't heard. Shut up.
Yeah, what does Vancouver have?
Excuse me, sir. We have rain.
What is Vancouver? Vancouver has 2010 Olympics last
hater.
Year.
We have a hater.
Not
loving Vancouver.
We have Canucks. Does Wisconsin have Canucks?
Anyway, let's get back on topic.
Anti-bullying day.
We're in pink. And pink does more than you think. Pink is Barbie's favorite color. And Barbie is the biggest doll in all the whole world. There
true
you
that. And like, if you're a f*** and then you wear a pink shirt to school, the f*** do you think is going to happen to you, cocksucker? You understand me?
I'm pretty sure they didn't bully him just for wearing pink. I'm pretty sure they just hate him. So they just pounced on that opportunity. Like, I hate Michael Ho, so I'll make fun of his thick-rimmed glasses.
There's some
I
that
like,
wear pink every day,
I like
but
other
I love them
though,
as friends. I don't beat them up. You know, I think it's this kid's personality. He was one of those, like,
mentally retarded?
Like
people.
A celebrity kind of homos, like fucking Hilton type shit. I would beat that mother every day. I don't give a fuck. So anyways, back to the topic. So where did you get your pink? Very nice.
Where did I get
my very nice. What does it say?
It says move and there's mountains. Move
oh,
mountains.
I thought it said love. Move.
Yeah.
So move what? What are we moving?
Move mountains. It's an inspirational shirt. It's my sister's t-shirt company.
Oh.
That I made this.
You made it?
I was my idea.
Oh, very inspired.
But anyways, this is Edgar's sweater. It's not my
what?
Sweater.
Your dad has a pink shirt that says move? Nice.
We don't
My shirt I got for free. I went to San Francisco at one point in my f***ed up life, and I went to University of Berkeley, and I went to a women's basketball game. Basketball game started at 9 p.m., and the tickets were you can sit wherever you want, just within the section. There was the attendance at the women's basketball game was like 100 people in this huge stadium built for college basketball. For the 9 p.m. women's basketball, there's just 100 people. So we're sitting front row, we're courtside, and we're wearing and then they gave out these free pink t-shirts. What's it for, breast cancer?
It says Pink Zone Breast Cancer sign.
I feel like I'm going to get bullied today for wearing this. Okay, even though everyone else is wearing pink, mine says breast cancer. You don't go to all-guys school and wear a breast cancer t-shirt.
No,
okay?
No. It's not the breast cancer that everyone will rag on. It's the women's basketball.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Women's basketball. Who watches? Let me tell you something. Did you watch the 2010 Olympics? How much women's hockey did you watch, okay? None, because you knew Canada was going to win, and they did. They smoked the cigars, and they got in trouble. That's all everyone cares about, okay? No one even mentions the gold medal. It's all about smoking the cigars after the game. F*** them. Next topic.
Okay, so
yeah.
Next topic. Good lead off, Zach. Hockey. We were talking about the Olympics and hockey. Last night, our Vancouver Canucks faced the Montreal Canadiens, which has probably one of the biggest fan bases in all of NHL. So there's a big,
well, ours is pretty solid.
A bunch of
ours
Montreal Canadiens fans, half fans
there?
Here, and there was a lot of them at the game, including our very own Patrick Toyota, a friend of ours, wearing his
Habs
jersey, cheering for the Habs, and Canucks lost in a clincher. 3-1, because they were down 2-0 in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's, yeah.
Luongo unveiled his new mask. What are your views on last night's game? Did you see it all?
Yeah, I saw the game. Let's start from the guy I bought the tickets off to watch the games. I got this guy called Ashley on Craigslist. He goes to me. I go to his bar. I call him up. He goes, "Is that you outside on the phone?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." He's like, "Come on in. I'm wearing the Habs toque." Oh, here we go. So, here we go, cocksuckers. So, I get inside, and he goes, "I've only been to two games this..." I'm going to two games this year, okay? I went to one earlier, and I'm going to the Habs game. So I know, in the seat that I watched the Chicago game, my buddy Ashy, my man, was wearing his Habs toque and probably jersey, since this guy, 7 season tickets, which is 20,000 after HST. So, after the HST, 20,000, he was sitting there, which is another Habs fan we're talking about.
Another,
so there's a tons
fan.
of Montreal fans.
Fans, too
I saw
many
the game.
Fans.
You know, I have to admit, although I'm diehard, not diehard, I'm a Canucks fan. I have a Kessler jersey. But I have to admit, Carey Price, pretty good game. First star of the game.
He's not even that good.
But he had a good game. First star of the game he got. First star of the game. 37 saves. I have to give my hat to him. He got the win.
Your hat?
Huh?
Are you going to give him your hat?
Yeah, when I see him next.
Is
at the airport? Well, after this podcast, we'll get our hat to him.
We'll meet him.
I'll give him my pink shirt. I'll be like, "You like women's basketball, probably. You're a f***." So.
He's from BC, too, Carey Price.
He is?
Yeah. And Tom Cruise was in attendance.
He was home field advantage. Tom Cruise was
at
the
Canucks game. Because
he's filming Mission Impossible 4, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me ask you something, listeners and Miguel.
Yes.
When you were watching 3, did you say, "That's it, he's done"? Because that's what I said. And then he's here filming 4. Okay? I'm getting angry here, but I'm going to calm down. Back to physics. I almost forgot.
You went to visit our Church of Scientology, the nice big old Church of Scientology.
During the Olympics, I got a free test. And you know what? I was about to find my inner spirit, but I had to spend more money. Oh, of course. Of course. I should have known that was coming, Tom Cruise. Anyways.
Apparently an alien wouldn't have sex with me, so I couldn't be a part of Scientology.
Really? They're not attracted to you?
They interviewed me, and then they're like, "Okay, you qualify to the third round. Let's ask the alien." And the alien's like, "No, I wouldn't do that." You, so.
Really?
Yeah, so unfortunate.
Aliens don't
I'm
like
still
the Filipinos,
Catholic.
Apparently. You're
still
Catholic?
Catholic?
What a mess. What a mess. You can't become a Scientologist? Not enough money?
Not enough
alien
money, and
the
alien's not attracted
oh,
to
Jesus.
Me.
This is a problem with Catholicism, okay? Catholicism, you have to believe in it. That's it. You don't have to pay, and you don't have to f*** an alien, okay? That's why Scientologists...
It's the way to go.
I mean, that's the problem with Scientology. Scientology, not Catholicism. That's the right way to go, okay? Scientologists, you have to f*** aliens and pay money? Like, what's that about? Michael, tell us, what's Scientology from your... We have Michael Ho here, ladies and gentlemen, a Chinese...
He's back of the back of the physics.
Oh, yeah, he's in the back. He's black today. What...
Apparently in the news, Tom Cruise signed up. He had slaves. They pay people.
Oh yeah, that's true actually. He had slaves in his house. The Scientologists, right?
Scientologists.
Yeah, he was paying them to be slaves. What's that all about, Tom? You know, I saw you in Top Gun. My mom thought you were hot back in the day. Mission Impossible 3. I thought it was over.
But here you are
with slaves in Mission Impossible 4.
I saw a few good men, and I'm like, hey, Tom Cruise is one of a few good men. But false.
False, yeah. All right. Should we move on? Oh, wait, we didn't even talk about the hockey game. Okay, so, first period. Canucks 2-0 shots 16-14 Montreal. We gotta step up our game. Alain Vigneault and the French in the bench, or no, not the French, or the bench in the dressing room. He's yelling in French. Okay, he's pissed off and he has his translator there because he didn't speak English. Despite what you think, he doesn't speak English. It's all a lie. It's all planned out. It's all a conspiracy. His name is Vigneault for f***ing sake. So, anyways, second period. What's the score? 3-1.
It was 2-0 after one.
Second period.
And then the Canucks had a 2-man advantage. Still didn't get it done. I think it was the power play's fault, honestly. But.
Power play. Well, our lack of defensemen on the power play. You see, we need two strong defense in the back to move the puck around during the power play.
Sammy
Sallow's
one nut isn't helping.
Yeah, Sally Sell. Sammy Sallow's other nut, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just get this out. They're selling his other nut in a jar for Canucks Place, okay? Support the kids in the hospital. So let's get bidding for Sammy Sallow's left testicle. Anyways, Sammy Sallow on defense, not good enough. I don't think he's good enough. I think he's too slow right now. He has to get back into it. Yeah, he has to grow his other nut. That's the intelligence of Michael Hall right there, okay? Michael. So,
right, so our podcast is going downhill.
No, it's good. I like it.
We gotta spruce it up and give these guys something to look forward to. Right now, we usually record out of our Jive pod, or if there's a very special video podcast, we put out a bunch of funny videos as part of the segment. Right now, we're recording out of the MacBook using the internal microphone, but sometimes we have the Snowball with us. But we're gonna blow minds, and we're gonna upgrade.
Our dream
is to go into iTunes, and my buddy Zach is gonna give you the lowdown.
All right,
the
cocksuckers. So,
next topic, the podcastle.
The podcastle in my house.
Okay, we're going to have a studio, boys.
We're going to have a studio. See, the thing, we're trying to plan out in my house. We're trying to get a room with which we can podcast in. So we need, like, mics and But the thing is that we're talking about space here. How much space do you think you need for something like this?
For something like that, you're probably going to need maybe like something half the size of this classroom, or maybe even a little less than half the size of the classroom.
So do you think my room is good enough, or downstairs?
I think your room would be good enough, but in the summer, when we have time, I think we should project.
So right now we'll temporarily station up.
Yeah. But you gotta take out the bed, put in a sexy-ass couch.
A pull-out couch, so it can be a bed at the same time.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Now,
we gotta get comfy, we gotta have food, chill, have our list, have our own mics.
Weed, marijuana. It's good. See, and a lot of people might disagree with me on this topic. F*** you, cocksuckers. You never smoked weed in your life. So, what is this feature on the keyboard you have here?
Oh, the keyboard protector.
Makes some mark on the screen.
Yeah, I know. Makes a mark on the screen.
Should write that on the review. 4.5. It protects the keys, but fucks up the screen. Gotta work on that Mac. Anyways, back to the podcastle.
Podcastle.
So, what should I get us? One snowball? Two snowball? Three? Or just one on 360 mode? What's your opinion?
Well,
give us down low. You got it. You've had it for months.
Yeah.
Give us the review.
Well, I like the snowball. Like, for $100, or if you can get it cheaper, it's a great buy. Because it's so it's good.
I know how to get it for $80.
It's cheap, right? You just plug it in your computer, and you have a condenser microphone with three different modes. You can record percussion. You can record your voice like a radio host. Or you can record 360 mode in a room full of people, and it sounds good.
Very good.
And then if you have, like, GarageBand or FL Studios, really anything, you can get it to sound decent.
That's a good plan.
But then once you upgrade, it's kind of like throwing away your $100. Because if you buy like a mixing board and you can hook up a bunch of different mics for everyone having their own microphone separate, record you, with a mixing board, right, you can record like all your instruments separately, and so you can edit each track. So like even if the drums sound too loud live, you could just edit it and make it softer, for example.
Oh, yeah.
But if you use the snowball, you can't just edit out each track or each voice. So like if you're gonna become upgrade. Which our podcastle isn't even made yet, but it's podcastle 1.0.
Yeah, we'll,
we're gonna move up. We're gonna end up with podcastle 24.0 when we're on top of the world, bitches. But the snowball, like, it's a great mic to start out with. So I would suggest getting one. But if you're gonna upgrade and stuff, you're not going to be able to use it as much because you're going to have to end up getting your own
separate
condenser.
This is what I saw on the internet.
You could buy a condenser mic for $100, but you're not going to be able to plug it in your computer unless you have like a mixing board or like a USB interface, which is another thing you have to pay for. But yeah, recording and podcasting is kind of complex, but if you look it up, it's pretty simple. But I think for us, that's all we're going to need, one. And even if we could use two, I don't know if we could do it at the same time. I have one, so...
Oh, that's good, that's good. So I think this is what I saw on the internet the other day. I think we're going to start off for our first, like, long one. We're going to do, I saw UFC Drunkcast 1, which was, they were watching UFC and podcasting during it. I think
so
we should
live.
Do that for a Canucks game.
Oh,
we should watch Canucks and commentate it and talk.
And commentate while watching Aaron and Michael play zombies.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Xbox.
You think
Xbox
we should do that?
All
right, well, that'll come, ladies and gentlemen, in the future. Subscribe, bitches. So what else is there to talk about?
Well, since we're on the topic of podcasts, we could talk about our future projects, yesterday's project, and one of a project that we did just recently, the Epic Frozen Mealtime. So let's start with the past.
All right, yesterday's project.
Yesterday's project. We've been dubbed by our own teacher.
Let's start with the good. Let's go back two projects ago, ladies and gentlemen.
So the
video.
Epic Frozen Mealtime.
No. The project, dude.
No, that's what I'm saying, yeah. We've been dubbed by our own English teacher as champions. We revolutionized the English project by making a video that he praised so highly.
So highly that he put the plate, the circular device that projected the masterpiece to the class,
he engraved it onto
the board. And he said, do something like this. We were the fucking example.
So we had high expectations. But yesterday,
up.
We dropped the baton.
See, this is what happened.
It wasn't even like decent or funny. It was just ridiculous.
It wasn't even funny. This is my problem. So, someone comes to me. It's due Tuesday. Someone comes to me on Monday and says it's due tomorrow. I bricks. Usually, I need about 2 days to prepare for something like this. But in this case, I only got one. So I didn't get to read it. I had no idea what was going on. Talked on Skype, 1 hour, and we came up with this idea. Listen to how good this sounds, okay? We're doing a project about Macbeth. Listen to how accurate this is. There's three people in my group, myself, my partner Miguel, and another Filipino, Johan. Out of the two Filipino out of the group, they choose me, the half Chinese, to be Manny Pacquiao. Does the class know this? No, so no one knows what the f*** is going on. It's supposed to be a post-fight interview. Does the class know this? No. No one knows what's going on. I think that they should have described it at least. At the beginning, I was going to say, okay, so we're doing a post-fight interview. I'm going to be Pacquiao. At least that. So they know what we're doing.
I'm Johan. Am I going to do the intro? He's like, no.
Johan just goes right into it. So we're here after the fight with Macbeth. It's like, what fight? There was no fight, okay? Now the whole class is confused. And so pretty much Johan, I didn't know what happened. And then Johan gave me a sheet.
Honestly, not one of the greatest.
Gives me a sheet with like three words on it, and it doesn't work.
But yeah, we're gonna let bygones be bygones. We're gonna see even further in the past, which was one of our spontaneous video projects, which ended up being one of our personal favorites. We didn't get a lot of reactions from the fans.
Well, no, it's not out to the fans.
Our
yet.
Personal favorites.
Everyone who's seen it loved it, dude. The fans love it. Okay, it's just that it hasn't been fully released yet. We need to do some editing. Okay, we need to censor my face out because I said some stupid things.
But yeah, we find like when we look back to it, we just laugh.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And this was our Epic Frozen Mealtime video.
Oh, so for those of you who don't know, you should know by now. Epic Mealtime. Bunch of Canadians buy a lot of bacon and make something epic.
They smoke a lot of weed too.
Oh, too much. So we did all of the above except for the buying bacon part. And we went to the freezer and
We just raided
the freezer.
Chicken. Sausage for the Germans.
Fries.
For life.
Sausage for the Germans. you probably want to see this now, but you can't because it's not open to you. But anyways, we made it epic real time, and it was actually really silly because we were under the influence. And it was pretty funny. You want to go into detail?
Well, in layman's terms, it was stupidity at its finest, and I think that was.
We're talking about physics, so we can remember.
Men in pink. It has to be done today. Where is it?
Does it have to be done today?
Yes.
By golly.
All right. I'll go get the paper.
We've just been informed by the boss Ben King, Ben Kim, that we must finish the physics assignment. But we're not going to finish the physics assignment. No, sir. No, we're not. It's February 23. We're going to move on. We're going to move on in the podcast. We're going to move on in the podcast. We're not doing no physics. We're going to fake the physics. Anyways, Epic Frozen Mealtime.
Sorry about the paper. We're not doing it, though.
Epic Frozen Mealtime was a great success. It's taught us that we're going to do more.
And you should
look forward to it, including our
Friday.
Future project.
This Friday, let's release one to the public. You want to make one for the public?
For the public?
The only thing I didn't want to reveal, okay, this is, you're getting a behind-the-scenes look for those of you who are looking into North Korea but not seeing anything. I'll tell you what's behind the gate. I was wearing a BC Irish basketball jersey, and I didn't want that to get dissed or whatever. Like, I don't know. It was a booze, and you probably didn't want me making a meal while wearing that, so that's why I didn't make it viewable to the public. Anyways, moving on.
What
did you say?
Richard and Calvin, how they see it?
Calvin, I let because and Richard was on at like 3 a.m. when I made it to public for like 5 minutes. Joining us on the show tonight, we have the stoner.
I don't speak to daddy lines.
Tell us your views on Epic Frozen Mealtime. What did you think about that? Huh? Zero. You gotta talk at the laptop, bro. It was bananas. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. We don't f*** around here. Yeah. So, anyways, on the topic of you being a stoner, what are your experiences with being introduced to the substance?
Wait.
We need your views. You're new. You're a newborn baby. We're old men, okay? We build this city on rock and roll.
Build the city on rock and roll.
Build the city on rock and roll.
Okay, obviously the dandelion doesn't want to speak right now, but we're gonna talk about future projects. So you guys have a lot to look forward to because we want to expand the empire.
Podcast is coming. You'll have Canucks cast, okay?
Epic Frozen Mealtime.
Why?
I accidentally typed that when it was when the light was off.
Really?
Yeah. But anyways.
What do you mean find?
No, I have a list of things that I lost that I need to find.
So you lost the video? I don't understand.
No, you retard. I thought I put the cursor on this one, but it was on that one. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Future projects. So this is what's coming up for the line, okay? This is the pilot episode to the iTunes version of the podcast. Now, I've said a lot of controversial things on this podcast. And we've done, what number would this be if this was a normal podcast?
I don't know, I'm
like
guessing
20,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's like 20.
We've done 20,
we've
but
done
I haven't
lot.
Put them on iTunes because I've said too many controversial things. So I said, this is the first one where I'm not going to say anything bad, we're going to put on iTunes. I said too many things that were bad, but
God,
I don't care.
Look at Jethro's shoes.
I don't care because you know I'm joking, right? Huh?
Look at his shoes. Like, it's crazy game.
Yeah, that's. He's going to get beat up. He's going to get beat up on anti-bullying day. Anyways, Kick a Ginger Day. You know, South Park, those guys are geniuses, and they actually made a day called Kick a Ginger Day where people went out and kicked gingers. And then they got blamed. Did they get blamed for it?
They got blamed for it.
That's so stupid. It's the retarded kids who followed through with the goddamn cartoon that should be blamed with it. Those guys. Trey and Matt are geniuses. They're coming out with a musical on Broadway about Mormons. Book of Mormon. That's hilarious, okay? It's about time someone makes fun of those retards. You know what they call their leaders? They call them elders. Elders. It's like elder, then insert name. You know what I mean? And they go door to door, and they try to convert you. Like, what is this? Like, what is this, 01? Is this the first year of the world? No, we're 2011, okay? I don't want to... And there's like some 20-year-old guy where you have to call Elder John or whatever. That's so stupid. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, dude.
When you think about it, all religions, it's just so... up. It's good. It's good for some things, like unity, I guess. But then the fact that there's so many that don't agree with each other makes it all f***ed up.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
The bottom line is there's one God, or there's no God. Live your life. Hey. And on that topic, band trips in April. April is a very big month for our band. And since we're both members of the band, we love the band.
Big. It's in April.
Not
that's
just
Canucks,
not,
dude.
We love the band.
That's when the Canucks thing is.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, that's at the end of the month, though. We'll make it.
Okay.
But anyways, We're looking forward to Kelowna. That's where we're all going.
Kelowna, yes.
And we're going to have a huge, probably, In the Bus podcast.
Oh, yes. Okay, this is the plan. I'll tell you all, though. I don't want to say it on here. I'm going to surprise the viewers. Anyways, but yes, we're going to have a... See, this is... So, this kind of correlates with future projects. You got Canucks Cast coming up. You got more of these Back of Physics podcasts coming up. You have the Bus Cast, the Kelowna Cast. We'll do a Kelowna Cast, too,
probably.
In Kelowna. In the night. Is there going to be a pilgrimage? No pilgrimage cast. That's gay. What else is there? There's so many other things, cocksuckers.
We're probably going to have a pilgrimage bus one.
No, there's not. We're not going to see each other.
Yeah, we are. The bus ride there, yeah.
Bus ride. Okay, fine. So maybe multiple bus casts. My friend Miguel doesn't know this yet, but he's going to Edmonton with us. So we'll have a West Edmonton Mall cast.
No, because there's Grease shows.
Grease. We'll have a Grease cast too, just for the fun. Because I'm backstage, so I'll be sitting there. I'll bring the studio to the backstage.
Okay, apparently, you could be a sound guy, because the sound guys operate all the sound.
I am a sound guy.
Then you could boost my sound.
Yeah, I am a sound guy. No, Miss McDonald talked to me about it yesterday. She wants me to do sound. So I'm doing sound in the back for the Grease. Grease, John Travolta. John Travolta is a scientist, a Scientologist. Not a scientist, hell no. Scientologist. He's gay. And he kills babies, okay? So, is this what Grease does to you? Are you going to end up like that?
I play guitar. I'm on the show.
Trevor, joining us on the podcast, we have the one and only lead of Grease, Trevor Stainsby. Trevor, tell us, what are we to expect in April? Is this going to be bomb?
Or is it this musical this year is going to be the bomb.com.
Bomb.com? You taking my shit?
Bomb.com? Holy shit.
Holy shit. Bomb.com.
It's actually, we've actually had a lot of bumps in the road. Because we've had a lot of people cut because of due to their lack of attendance.
Oh shit, there's a lack of attendance. How late have the cuts come? Is this going to affect?
Oh, there were cuts made last week, a month before.
Oh my goodness. Is this going to affect production?
They should do the real life Grease.
Yeah.
Do you,
in your opinion, as the lead, do you foresee there being implications with the problem? Will there be a problem with this last minute cutting of the cast?
I foresee that we will have to pull up our socks and tighten our belts because what if you go to a buffet first? How do you tighten your belt, Trevor? Is my question.
That's a good question.
In that case where there's that
wear suspenders, cocksuckers.
Oh,
you don't need
goodness.
Protection on the waist. You can just wear that shit over the shoulders. You're all good.
No,
now
actually,
you're not wearing a pink shirt. What's up? Do you not support the bully or the victim?
I very much support the victim, but I figured since I have PE and fitness today, it's half of my classes in my PE strip, so I might as well not.
So always thinking ahead, John Travolta here. Now, after John Travolta did Grease, he went down a long road. He was in Pelham 1-2-3.
Yes.
His son got killed, and then he turned into a Scientologist. Is your future? Do you think Grease is the reason why this happened to him, or do you think it's him?
Oh, I think Grease is very much why.
Oh my God! Don't let it happen to you, man.
No, I will have to. I will use John Travolta as my role model of what not to be cut.
Except during the movie, because the movie was crazy.
Right.
The movie was crazy.
I will channel him through my acting and singing only in the presentation. As soon as it's over, I will go back to. I will totally release him from my life.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Well said, sir.
Now. Can you give us a little behind the scenes? Because I was trying to figure out, first of all, how are you doing the car chase in the theater?
Oh, well,
the race.
What I asked when I first entered the theater on the first day. I asked, how the fuck are we supposed to do a car chase in theater? Well, as it so happens. The directors that first created the Broadway musical thought ahead and took out the car chase.
What? See.
No, the car chase was never actually in the original Broadway.
It was just a movie thing?
It was added into the movie to make it more interesting.
So, but that's Grease Lightning, right?
We still have Grease Lightning. There will be a car. Don't ask me how, because I have no idea how we're going to get a car.
Wow, almost a month into the play, and we don't know what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Mr. Small's job. Mr. Small's.
You mean
Small's,
a month
there you,
before the car?
Yeah, thank you. A month before. See, this is your problem already. You got Mr. Small on the job.
Small.
You're going to have like some French helicopter coming.
He's definitely cutting
just
it close.
Joking.
And
don't mess with Mr. Small, man.
Because we have yet to rehearse with a car.
Really?
We are using chairs. As of now. For the last 6 months, we have been rehearsing on chairs.
What's your favorite scene to do?
I'd have to say Grease Landing?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I love the movie. I love the cartoon intro, and I don't even get to see that in the fucking place. So. The cartoon intro is crazy, where he gets the grease and then slicks it back. I love that shit. Good job, 80s.
Or whenever it came out, 70s.
Good job,
80s. It was 70s, dude.
70s. Good job,
70. Also, one of the dances, what's it called? Born to Hand Jive. The song Born to Hand Jive in the dance in the gym.
Oh, I know that song.
It is a really high energy number, and
I get the guitar solo.
Anything can happen in that number, actually.
Is that the dance scene?
Yes, that is the dance.
Oh, that part's bananas.
Adam Min has a 16-bar drum solo in that song.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
16-bar drum.
There's lots of intricate movements.
16-bar, that's just like 4 measures, really. That's not too bad.
No, dude, it's long. That's 4 times 4, bro.
The choreographers only started choreographing that number last month, so in my opinion, they should have taught us that dance first, so we would have had the whole entire time to work on it.
Well, I'm going to be in attendance night one, and then the final night, because...
You're not going to make it final night. You're in Edmonton, Reed.
I'm not going.
Nope, you just said you're going to Edmonton.
Ladies and gentlemen, these tough economic times, we can't afford to go to Edmonton, so we're going to be attending Greece the final night, and I'm going to go to the gala night, too. I'm just going to wear my suit and pretend I have a ticket. Hopefully I can get in. So, are they doing that again?
Gala night? Yes, yeah. There's gala night.
All right.
$50.
With all this alcohol.
Friday, the week of the performance.
I've never done it, though, because I'm under 19.
Yes, there are appetizers being served, as well as wine list. There's a wine list.
Wine? There's a wine list.
There's a wine list.
All right, well, we'll try to make it. So, what's the dates? What are the dates for this?
Second week of April.
This is why we have cell phones, ladies and gentlemen. We hit right and we hit left and we're already in the calendar.
Roger's 3G isn't working today.
Cool, Mike.
11?
No, mine's not working.
Is it 11?
It's glitching. Yes.
8?
No. It would. I think it's that week.
10th? 11th to.
11th to 16th.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. April 11th to 16th, Alex Kutcher Theater, minus Alex.
Alex Kutcher.
Be there. Be square. Rooted. I have math next block. Let's see what happens there. This is February, Wednesday, 23rd. At 10:42, we are concluding the podcast. And you're in Greece too.
I am.
Second week of April. Should we be there?
You should.
Is it gonna be bomb? What's your role? What are you doing?
I am Roger. If you wanna come see me, grab my
Roger. Time. I'll be there. That's night one and the last night. Fuck Edmonton. It's probably better than Edmonton. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, Miguel, my partner, as always. Do you have any final words for today's podcast?
Well, when you work with an appetite, you gotta go get some food. Good night. Take care. That's it. No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right.